Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cruise Control. Here with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people, how you guys doing tonight? I know you guys are coming off of Thanksgiving, so we just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving or belated Thanksgiving, but hope you guys had a good day anyway. We're back with another great show. We got some interesting topics to talk about today. So, Jay, how about you go and introduce them? We can jump right into it.
All right. So we're going to get started off with Black Friday. We're going to get to talking about songs that define their superhero characters and a tech reboot in the works. So let's get it popping. Let's start off with the topic of Black Friday, since that is today. And since it went on today, I just want to get that out the way. So Black Friday is known as the day after Thanksgiving where you get all the best deals. Everyone goes crazy, buys a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it's a crazy day. If any of you have ever experienced Black Friday, honestly, it's not something that I find fun, but apparently you get all the best deals, so it gets crazy. What do you think about it?
I've been there one time, and I saw things that were never meant to be seen. And since that day, I have never gone back. But no, Jay, in all honesty, Black Friday is not a fun day. I know it's crazy, you know, people go out of their way. You know, you get all these special deals that gives you incentive to show up, you know, to go purchase all these items, because deals are never going to be like this. But still, Black Friday is not a lot of fun. I mean, do you see every Black Friday, there are like hundreds of videos about fights that break out, about adults taking things from children, about everyone fighting each other for material items just because they're cheaper that day than they normally are. I mean, it's crazy. Today alone, I must have seen like 10 different videos about people getting into fist fights, people arguing, riots, people pushing each other, shoving each other because there's panic to get all the items. I mean, it's crazy. Who would want, why do people put themselves through that? I would never understand.
Exactly. And honestly, in my opinion, these stores don't give you the best deals. They'll probably, you know, put down the price a little bit, but I guarantee you, it's around the same price that it would have sold for. Anyways, they just tell you you're getting a discount. I mean, honestly, not every item is the best deal. Maybe some of them do have items that go for a really good price, but the majority of the items, in my opinion, probably would have went for that same price either way or regardless. So I think this is just a scam or something along the line to where these stores get people to come in and buy their stuff. I just think it's a scam, honestly.
I mean, it must have some merit if all these people are going out of their way to do it. But the thing to me is, you can shop online now. I know Black Friday, or at least like some stores that go along with Black Friday, decrease your prices online too. So you can stay in the comfort of your own home and purchase items that would be at a discount instead of going to the store and fighting everyone, running around to win some items. It's like the Game of Thrones for retail merchandise. It's crazy. Jay, today I saw a video. This was the worst one to me. I mean, I saw a lot of them today, but a lady goes, like, mother and child, they're there with some items, and another customer, another adult female, she goes to the little kid, yells at him to give her the package. She rips it from his arms, yelling that she wants it, and then the mom from the child comes and starts fighting with her over the merchandise, putting her in a chokehold, and then the other lady's like, stop, you're scaring me, stop. Like, you put yourself in that situation. And to fight over merchandise is crazy to me. I mean, she ripped it from a child's arm. How crazy can you be? So, like, things like that is just hard to watch. So, like, To be honest, I wanted to talk about Friday, about Black Friday, because I don't get all the hoopla that surrounds it. I know it's like a big thing, but regardless, I mean, I think it gets a little extreme, you know, coming off of Thanksgiving on a day we're supposed to give thanks for everything we're thankful for, and you have Black Friday, where everyone goes crazy trying to get merchandise at a cheaper price and fighting over it. You know, it's a big change in demeanor and you know, just, I think it's crazy.
Exactly. And, you know, you have people who go out of their way to camp out night before, just to see the line for Black Friday. It's pretty crazy. Like, I was watching a video of some guy who decked out a tent to set it up a week in advance just so he can be the first in line for Black Friday. So he was living in a tent for a week just so he could be the first in line. That's pretty extreme, just to get some good deals. When they have good deals, you know, going on at different times, he could have purchased some stuff early. He could wait till after Black Friday. Yeah, it probably won't be the same deal, but he might still get a discount. I mean, I don't know, but that's a little incredible. And then I also saw on the other spectrum a pretty video that I found pretty interesting. It was the differences between Black Friday in the U.S. and Black Friday in the U.K. And Black Friday in the U.S. was very violent and extreme. People pushing, fighting, running into the stores, barreling over each other just to be the first person to grab that item and get that deal. And in the U.K., everyone was calm, walked in a line, no one got fought. It was a complete difference of extremes. You know, and it just says something about our culture and about people here in the U.S., and it kind of disgusts me, to be honest.
You know, it begs the question, what do they do different from us? Like, why are their Black Friday deals so much more cordial when it's like mayhem? It's survival of the fittest with us. I want to know, like, what do we need to adopt to do that? Because, you know, even though I live here, I hate seeing stuff like that. And I mean, I know I have some friends that find it fun. You know, it's an attempt to get whatever you can at the best price before other people can get it. But at least they don't bully anyone to get all the best stuff. You know, they just try to get what they can and, you know, get out the store. But it goes to say, when you see all these videos about people bullying each other, pushing each other, fighting each other for what? And then you see on the other side of the world, these people over here are doing their best to keep it civilized, and we're not following in suit, and we're not even taking notes from them. It's just hard to see. I mean, why can't we all just get along, guys? Can't we have a one Black Friday where no fights break out, and whoever gets that in first, that's who gets it? It's really not a big deal. Either that or shop online, guys, like the rest of us. We're heading into a new age.
That's right. Where you're heading into a new age, you can get some of these deals online, and you can avoid the hassle. I know I prefer that. I honestly, like I said in the beginning of the show, don't like Black Friday. I feel like it's something so violent and out of control, and sometimes cops can't even, you know, handle it. And the way the world is becoming, you know, there's bound to be deaths happening on Black Friday sooner or later. So I'd rather just avoid that, and honestly, I'll just get my stuff whenever I get my stuff. And I'm a big procrastinator anyway, so when it comes to shopping for Christmas or anything like that, I'll just go later. I avoid Black Friday like it's the plague, pretty much. But, I mean, my last thoughts on Black Friday is it's pretty much unnecessary, and whoever came out with it, you know, I mean, I'm sure they thought it would be something really cool and really great, but what it's turned into is something, at least in the U.S., is unacceptable.
Well, my last thought on this is, you know, I'm sure we always hear the bad stories. I'm sure there are good stories, so it's not really a thought, but I just want to say that for those of you listening who want to give your opinion on Black Friday, whether you like it or you've heard, or you have your own crazy story, or you've heard, you know, a good story about Black Friday, just let us know. I would like to hear it. But personally, it's going to be hard to sway me. I just do not like Black Friday and what it represents. But, Jay, let's move on. What is the second topic for tonight?
So, guys, for those of you who are big fans of the show Dexter, personally, I've only seen a couple episodes, never really seen the entirety of the show or even a full season. But I know it's a big hit, and I know it's a fan favorite of many fans who love the show. Apparently, You know, first off, let me give you a little details for those of you who don't know what it is. Dexter was a dark TV show that had, you know, a little bit of humor, but it was about, but mostly, you know, action and suspense. It was about Dexter Morgan, a brilliant blood splatter expert who solved crimes during the day and committed them at night because he used to kill people. He was ridding the world of the evil and the guilty in a way only he could. So the show finished after numerous seasons. However, the producers of the show or some people want to see it back on the air, and there's a big possibility that they might either reboot it or just continue to do more seasons of it. What do you think about that?
I mean, why not? It was one of the most popular shows on TV during its run. It's a, you know, it's a good TV show. Like you were saying, I didn't get to get into it, but I have a lot of friends who were into it. They used to rave about it all the time. And, I mean, what's not to say about it? The premise sounds interesting. You know, I just never got around to watching it. I mean, you have a cop or a detective who essentially, you know, in the daytime is a law-abiding citizen, and at night he's a serial killer who kills these criminals in the way he sees fit and to satisfy his urges. So it's a compelling drama that, you know, it has to be fun to watch. I mean, you see two sides of a coin. But if they're going to go ahead and reboot it or just, you know, extend the series, I think it's pretty cool. You know, it's been a while because they did end the series. So if they choose to renew it, it's kind of like an anime. You know, a show's been gone for a while, but then they go ahead and could bring out another season. I mean, they would have to come up with a good story, though, or a new reason for it to bring back another season, because they did go ahead and issue out the series finale. But if they choose to reboot it with the new, like, main cast actor, you know, just same story but with the new cast, I think that'd be cool, too. They would also have to bring something fresh, though, because you can't just deal out the same old, you know, people get tired of. After a while, people might get tired of that same story, you know, so if they choose to do so, it's going to have to be something fresh and unique and bring, even though it might be a reboot or a new season of it, they're going to have to do something new and original. So I would watch the show, maybe not, but I would be eager to see what they choose to do. If it does come to fruition where they come out with a reboot or a new season, I think that'd be pretty cool. I would actually look into it to see what it would be about and see what type of new freshness they would bring to the show.
Yeah, and a Dexter return has been considered quite seriously by Showtime. Screen Crush reports that the head of Showtime, David Nevins, recently spoke at the TCA press tour panel. He not only discussed several possible new series, but commented on the idea of resurrecting old favorites like Dexter. And this is his comments. Dexter is the one show that I would think about continuing. It's a question of when the timing is right. If there's a willingness to do it, I would certainly listen. Certainly, I'd look at Dexter. He says, Dexter is a show in need of redemption. We know that not every event from the series finale can be undone. But there is a chance to go forward and tell a story of how Dexter Morgan should either really pay for what he did or actually wash his hands and move forward. No purgatory and no half measures. So he pretty much leaves open the possibility of bringing back Dexter, but he also goes into that. Have to involve Michael. And Michael C. Hall is the main character who plays Dexter. I would only do it with Michael. It remains to be seen if they're going to want to do it. If I'm going to want to do it, then it never felt like killing Dexter is the right end. I think that show is that character. If we were to do it, I would want to do Dexter in a new concept and configuration. I would want the show to feel different and not just be a continuation of the old show. So it's not going to be a direct reboot. So maybe a Dexter spinoff, but they would have to get Dexter or Michael C. Hall to be in the show because he wouldn't do it otherwise. But he does leave the possibility open of him, you know, wanting to bring the show back.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of hurdles in the way. But if they do manage to come out with a spinoff or another season, I think that'd be really interesting. I mean, Michael C. Hall, he is the face of that show. He's the title character, Dexter. So if he chooses to come back, that'd be really interesting to see. I mean, that'd be really cool. I don't know what he's been up to lately, if he's been anything, if he's, you know, preoccupied with other projects. But if he chooses to come back to this show where he's been, you know, a staple of for a long time, I think that'd be interesting to see. I mean, I'm sure fans would be clamoring for this because, you know, Dexter was a very popular show, like we mentioned already. So I'm sure they would love it to come back and, you know, do something new because I didn't know how the series finale came off to a lot of fans, but I did have friends say that it didn't really live up to their expectations because it's really hard to do so with a series finale or, you know, the last episode of a show or a movie. But, and from what I've heard of it, it sounds like, you know, like he was saying, they can't, you know, undo everything they did, but they copped out with the way they ended his story. And maybe they can redeem themselves with another season. Who knows? But it'd be something interesting to see.
Exactly. And as long as they leave the possibility open, because they didn't say they were unwilling to do it, so as long as they have the possibility open, anything can happen. So maybe Dexter will return, and this sounds like they would be willing for it to return if everyone's on page to do it. But then it also sounds like they wouldn't want to do the same old Dexter. It would have to be something new and fresh because they wouldn't look forward to coming back to do the same old Dexter. So as long as all the pieces fall into place, I'm sure this can happen. And I'm sure this probably makes fans happy as long as there's a possibility of, you know, Dexter or the core of Dexter coming back. So, guys, that's pretty much it for the first half of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you liked what we talked about or have any comments about it, feel free to message us on Twitter at ChristianCrew66 and JCFilms. Now we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. So stay tuned, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanted sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer Adult Flag Football Leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Bristol Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632.
Join TrueCombos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Combos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the second half of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. So, just to recap from where we left you guys off, so far we talked about the craziness that is Black Friday. And secondly, we talked about a fan favorite television show that could possibly be renewed for another season, maybe a reboot, who knows. That show was Dexter. But now we're going to head into our last topic of the night, guys. But before that, I just want to bring up a quick topic, maybe talk about it for a minute or two, about how Tony Romo on Thanksgiving was re-injured and is now out for the rest of the season. So I just want to bring that up and say, there goes the Cowboys season. You know, I don't want to be too down on them, but Tony Romo, man. You know, football on Thanksgiving was a must-watch, and then I got to see that nonsense. He gets injured, comes back, gets injured again. Looks like Dallas is out of the running this year, but hopefully he'll be back in good health next year. Jay, you want to comment on anything before we head into the last topic? Well, I mean, you know, my team is the Giants, so this bodes well for the Giants, even though I do like Tony Romo, so I hope he makes a quick recovery, because this does not bode well for the Cowboys. It pretty much tells me they're out for the running in the playoffs, because I don't think their backup quarterback could, you know, I mean, you never know, things can happen, but I don't see this boding well for them, but it looks good for my Giants, so that's all I got to say.
I mean, and Cam Newton, you know, continues to remain undefeated, so good for the Panthers this year as well.
That's right. Panthers and Patriots are still undefeated. So right now, I guess we'll watch them and see how far they can go staying undefeated. So, guys, let's move on to our last topic of the day.
So what we got left is songs that define their superhero.
So we all love superhero movies. I mean, we're pretty much living in the age of the superhero movie. So with all the great films that are coming out based on the beloved superheroes that we know and love from the comic books, you know, there's been some hit songs in these movies that pretty much while you're watching it, it like kind of defines that moment or defines that hero on the screen. It's pretty much their moment, or at least, you know, something that we the song we can relate to as far as that superhero is concerned. So, you know, there's a list that I saw recently that I thought was pretty good, so I just wanted to share that with you guys, and you'll get your opinions on it and my brother's opinion on it. So let's start off with probably one of the most memorable ones.
Spider-Man, the first one of the first superhero films to pretty much start off the age of the superhero films, Spider-Man 1 in 2002. And the song that I took from it that, you know, on the list that I saw that was powerful is Hero from Nickelback. So that song, you know, pretty much, in my opinion, is the essential song for that Spider-Man film. It pretty much sums up his journey in the first film to become the hero that we know him to be, Spider-Man. What do you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, nothing makes a movie pop more like a memorable soundtrack. I mean, I'm sure everyone loves, even non-superhero movies, you know, people have those films where, or television shows where they hear the soundtrack and they're like, well, you know what, that brings back memories, that matches the show perfectly. And I agree. I like the song Hero for the first Spider-Man film. I mean, he's coming into his own as a hero. He's becoming Spider-Man. And then you play that song. I like it for that film in particular. And it made it very memorable. I mean, you know, the Spider-Man trilogy, the original trilogy, is still widely loved by a lot of fans. I mean, it was a really good movie. And part one, for me in particular, was a really good film. So that soundtrack really made it pop, and I like it for that film.
Exactly. This song sums up the fact that Spidey is the one hero that is here to do some good to his fellow people by saving them in their times of need. So another song from, and this one is going with Spider-Man 2, staying with the Spider-Man theme, is Hold On. And it may seem ordinary on the outside, but in reality, it sets up some massively significant development in Peter Parker's character, starting from the very fact that it begins with, "You tried so hard to be someone that you forgot who you are," which donates the fact that Peter's too occupied with being a superhero that he ignores his normal life as Peter Parker. So, I mean, I think that song pretty much captivates the essence of Spider-Man 2.
I don't know if I would agree with that one. I mean, yeah, it might be a good song, but memorable, it wasn't very memorable for me. I can't even picture the soundtrack with that film right now. I mean, maybe it's memorable for a lot of people, but for me, it doesn't really stick with me too much. But I do like the message that you were talking about where Peter forgets that he is Peter, that he's not only Spider-Man, but he's Peter Parker. And that duality, you know, that song represents the duality and the struggle he finds between the two. So, but maybe, you know, I like that message, but in terms of, like, the pop it had on the film, I don't really remember it. So I can't really say that sticks with me too much, you know?
I understand, and everyone has their own opinion. But, you know, another song that I love is from the Guardians of the Galaxy films, Come and Get Your Love, the montage. In the very opening sequence when you see Peter Quill and he's dancing through the room, that has to be, like, what summed up the movie for me, that it was going to be fun and, you know, energetic, and, you know, it's going to keep it light. And, you know, that's what summed up that movie for me.
I'm sure everyone loved that sequence. I mean, it, like you said, it represented that film, the way they wanted you to feel. It represented everything they were trying to get across in that opening sequence that I don't think they could get any better than that. That was just great for the way they portrayed Peter Quill as a character, what he represents, and the film and the fun it's going to bring. So I like that pick. I like that you mentioned it because I do. That did make it pop. And out of all the songs they used for the film, that one has to be, like, the one I remember the most.
Exactly. And now some quick notable mentions since time is running out, guys. I have Live to Rise from Marvel's The Avengers. I have The Star-Spangled Man with a Plan from Captain America, the First Avenger. Institutionalized from Iron Man 2008, the first one. I have Till Kingdom Come from The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. And then I have, lastly, Time in a Bottle from X-Men Days of Futures Past with the Quicksilver sequence, which pretty much capitalizes or captivates that moment, Time in a Bottle, and, you know, his super speed. So it's pretty cool in my opinion. But guys, that pretty much concludes our show. We hope you enjoyed it because we enjoyed, you know, giving it. So if you have any comments or questions or anything, feel free to share it with us at ChristianCrew66 or JC Films on Twitter. Again, we'll be back on Monday from 11 to 11:30. Chris closes out.
All right, guys, we just want to thank you for joining us. Keep joining us because it's going to be a lot of fun along the way. So thank you guys for joining Cruise Control. We'll see you on Monday. Good night.